Well, it's 9 o'clock. Your little sister's reporting on schedule for blowjob duty. You know, it's been almost 2 years of blowjobs now. I had been getting bigger breasts and stuff for a couple of years before that, although it was slow. And then it started to pick up, and I kind of freaked out because it was threatening to get in the way of me being a tomboy, and sports are hard when you have tits. It's not that I don't want to have a completely grown-up body someday, like when I'm really, really old. Maybe like, I don't know, 25 or something. I think that might work, but I don't see what good having bigger breasts and hips and everything else is gonna do me. In fact, it kind of frightens me. I confided in you one night. I don't really know why, but I did. And that's when you said that by eating my own brother's cum, the hormones in that would slow down my development. Obviously, I was a little skeptical. But I was also desperate, so I sucked your cock. I wasn't that good at it, but I didn't anyway. And you came, right in my mouth. It was so hard to make myself swallow it, but I did. It was even harder to look at you the next morning, and harder still to visit your room that night for my second treatment. But it worked. I mean, just look at me. I still have the body of a girl years younger than me instead of a junior in high school. I still very much look like a tomboy with all the short hair and this bathrobe on. You could almost mistake me for a kind of feminine-looking boy. Except maybe my legs. But then, if I take off the bathrobe, it's hard to mistake me for a boy. These traitors' breasts aren't all that big, especially for a girl my age. But they're definitely not boyish, and I'm missing the cock that you so generously let me suck. I'm even missing hair down there, since I have to keep the denial going about my becoming a woman. So now that I'm naked, where can I suck your cock at? Did you want me to get into bed? I could get on my hands and knees as you stand if you want. Or I know you like it when I blow you while you're playing video games. Honestly, whatever way you want me to do it. This is for my benefit, after all. I'm just so grateful that you still let me suck your cock and swallow your cum after all this time. I thought you'd get bored of my blowjobs after a while. And honestly, I'm really in need of tonight's treatment. I think my breasts are getting bigger. Or maybe it's my imagination. I don't want to take chances. Just look at them, though. Do you think they're getting bigger? Oh, and my butt, too. Is it sticking out more? It feels like it is, and I've tried checking it out in the mirror, just rubbing my hands over it. And I suppose I could tell you about some other stuff. After all, you're the one who knows so much about the human body. I was riding my bike after school today, and I got kind of, well, tingly. It felt good, but I was scared at the time, because it's nothing I really ever felt before. It definitely didn't feel tomboyish. It's all probably nothing, I guess, but maybe we should step up my treatment? I could suck your cock twice a day. I'm always up before you anyway. I could wake you up with a blowjob. Then you'd have the entire day to recharge before our regularly scheduled session at night. Really? You're the best big brother ever. A double dose of my brother's cum in my stomach should help me keep being a tomboy indefinitely, right? You're shaking your head, though. Don't you think it'll work? Wait, you started to say something. Not as well as what? Come on! Finish what you started to say. Is there something that would work better for keeping me a tomboy? If there is, you have to tell me. I need to know. Oh, you don't know me very well. Of course I would do it. I'm not becoming a complete woman. Not if I can help it. I don't want bigger breasts. They're too big as it is, thank you very much. So I insist you tell me what else we could do to slow down the process. Tell me! Your cock in my... inside my, well, my tingly spot? That's sex, isn't it? I'm pretty clear on the blowjobs not being sexual because it's entirely medicinal, but putting your cock in my tomboy pussy, how does that keep me from maturing even more? It makes sense how swallowing your cum would work because that's how you take medicine, but... except my pussy seems to be the source of a lot of my non-tomboy issues lately. There's that thing with it getting tingly, and it has a disturbing tendency to get wet when I'm sucking your cock. Or these days, it gets wet even before I start. And sometimes medicine isn't always taken orally. It's applied at the place that's causing you trouble. Like when I skin my knee and put ointment on that. Of course, I've developed pretty sturdy knees from all the blowjobs, but that's beside the point, I guess. But wouldn't I get pregnant if you did that? Having a baby is not high on the list of tomboy things. At least not on this tomboy's list. Huh, so let me get this straight. You're saying that since you're my own brother, your cum can't make me pregnant. But it can keep me from maturing beyond this already young and boyish-looking body that I already have? Well, sounds legit to me. Before the blowjob thing started, I would have been a lot more suspicious. Maybe even just a few months ago, but I took a chance with the blowjobs and that worked really well for a long time. But I don't know, maybe I'm building up a tolerance to the special properties of my brother's cum? And you're my big brother, you wouldn't lie to me. It was probably all covered in my sex ed classes at school, but those things were boring and gross. It was just so easy to kind of let my brain wander and think about sports and video games and other cool things. But I didn't really need those sex ed classes when I have a big brother. So come on and get out of your chair. Here, let me pull off your shirt and your shorts. Normally, I'd just pull down your shorts so I could blow you, but I'm thinking you should be as naked as I am if we're gonna have sex. I'll just lie on your bed then. Let's get this treatment started right now. I'm nowhere near ready to become a woman. So get over here and screw your little sister before her breasts get any bigger. My pussy's already getting too wet in a very womanly, not very tomboyish way. It was weird to suck your cock the first time. Well, weird for a lot of times. It's even weirder for you to be naked and getting on top of me. I never imagined we'd be doing this, but I guess this is the treatment my body needs to keep its maturing so slowly. I'm sorry that my body quivers so much. I'm a bit nervous. I obviously haven't had sex before. I thought that could wait for a long time. Maybe forever. But it doesn't count if it's with my brother, right? Or if it's for medicinal purposes. And you already said it's impossible for you to impregnate me. So I guess there's really nothing to lose by doing this, and everything to gain. I can feel your cock pushing against me. It's weird to have it touching someplace other than my hands or my mouth. I'm more nervous now. Scared, really, but no matter how scared I am, or if it hurts, you have to promise me you won't stop. This is for my own good. Now let's do it. Your little tomboy sister is as ready as she's gonna get for your cock and the gift of your cum. Oh, you're starting to go in. My embarrassing amount of wetness is helping, although I can't help but try to squeeze around you to keep you from going in. It's okay, though. Keep going. Make it go in. Please, we have to do this. We're doing it. We're having sex. It's weird. Very weird. My brother's cock is inside of me, and not my mouth at this time. This is so different than that. But it's okay, because your cum can slow down my body's development. It's not so bad. though, when you start to move it, I was kind of hoping it would be more difficult and painful. That would mean I'm farther away from womanhood. But I still look like a tomboy, right? I just don't feel it on the inside. You seem to like it, at least. I feel less bad about talking you into having sex with me if you're having fun, even though I'm your little sister and my body isn't as curvy as the girls your age. You still enjoy screwing me. Fucking me. Is it okay to say fuck? That seems like the wrong word for a medical procedure like this, but it feels right coming from my lips. Especially while we're all actually doing it. Maybe it's a sign of my body being allowed to mature enough. It's a good thing we're moving on to stronger treatments. My body's obviously far more womanly than I thought. It's actually starting to feel far better than I thought something as gross as sex would feel, especially with my brother. I can't help but move my tomboy body under yours as you fuck me. I hope you don't mind, because I don't think I can stop. Oh, but don't you dare stop either. Don't chicken out on me and pull out. I guess it doesn't look like you're going to do that, but I want to make sure. I know it's probably weird to be having sex without having to worry about using a condom or pulling out, but we've already established a brother can't impregnate his sister, and I need you to come inside me so that it can keep my body young and small and immature for my age, and still kind of tomboyish if you ignore the breasts as they sway back and forth with every thrust into me. It's also kind of womanly, but for some reason I'm minding it that less right now. Oh, the tingling is back. Oh, it's back so much, and so much more. I think I might have my first orgasm. Is it okay if I come? Will it affect the treatment if I do? Or it won't make things too weird for you, will it? I'm sorry if it does, but like my breasts getting bigger, it's something I can't help. I could fight it if you just like me were fighting me growing up, but I don't want to. I kind of want to come. I'm such a horrible tomboy right now. But you don't seem to mind. You keep fucking me harder and harder. Oh, but it's okay, because I kind of like this treatment. This is funner for me than blowjobs, and it'll be more effective in keeping me from becoming a full woman. Except I feel more like a woman than ever before, not like a tomboy, not like your little sister. Except the entire reason this is okay is because I'm your little sister, and this is medicinal, and I can't get pregnant. I never thought about having a baby before, and definitely not my brother's. Oh, it's such a good thing you can't impregnate me, because I need you to come in me as much as possible. I know you make a lot of cum. I've struggled to swallow it all sometimes, but today I need it all deep inside of me. Oh, I'm about to come. Maybe we should come together? Yeah, that would be good for the treatment, right? I think you could come into my pussy right when I come. Come into your little tomboy sister. Please, I'm about to come. Oh, you're coming. I can feel it shooting into me. It's so different than when it's in my mouth. And so much better. It's making me come too.
so much cum. I can feel it deep inside my body. You came so hard, and I did too. I feel so good. It must be the hormones from your cum already going through my body, helping slow down my development. This is definitely more effective than blowjobs. I guess we don't need to keep doing the blowjobs if we're gonna do this every night instead. But if you want, I could still wake you up with one. The more treatment I get, the better, right? You should still have plenty of cum left for me at night. I'm so lucky to have a big brother like you.